This is Stephen Colbert with the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your daily news update for Friday, October 21st, 2022. According to the National Weather Service's forecast for Cedar Rapids, today's weather is heating up with a sunny high of 79. It'll remain mostly clear tonight, and the temperature will drop to 48. Linn County supervisors allocate $13 million in American Rescue Plan Act funds to services and infrastructure. 33 community projects received a boost on Wednesday with Linn County Board of Supervisors' vote to allocate $13 million in federal funds towards area social services and infrastructure projects. Among the projects helped Wednesday is the Cedar Rapids Public Library, which had the biggest ask of $6 million for a new Westside Library and an Opportunity Center, offering a wide variety of social services and a food pantry to replace the Ladd Library. The supervisors allocated about $4 million towards that project, with the city planning to contribute more. Bird flu has been detected in a backyard flock in Iowa. State and federal agriculture officials on Thursday confirmed a new case of the highly transmissible bird flu in a backyard flock in Dallas County. No confirmed cases of bird flu have been reported on Iowa farms or in an Iowa backyard since early May, but in early September, two dead wild geese in eastern Iowa had the virus, and three ducks shot by hunters in western Iowa in mid-September also had it, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture data, the Iowa Capital Dispatch reported. Bird flu has reemerged as wild birds begin their fall migration south and has put Iowa chickens and turkey farmers on alert for a second round of the deadly, highly transmissible bird flu, which destroyed 13 million Iowa birds last spring. A Mapleton man is the fifth Iowa lottery winner of at least $1 million this year. Daryl Ingram of Mapleton claimed his $1 million prize at the Iowa lottery on Thursday, becoming the fifth $1 million lottery winner in Iowa this year. Ingram, 62, who is retired from trucking and still farms, purchased his winning Powerball ticket at KCK's Food and Fuel in Danbury in Woodbury County, according to the Iowa lottery. His ticket came within one number of winning at least a share of the $485 million jackpot. Ingram said he plans to use his winnings to pay off his home and invest in the future and take a trip with his girlfriend. Two more $1 million prizes remain unclaimed. A $2 million winner sold at Casey's in Forest City and a $1 million winner sold at the Gateway Express in Ames, according to the Iowa Lottery.